Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Ayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is May 15, 2015, and we have a special guest once again on this show. Mr. Emiliano Espinoza, how are you doing today?
Thank you, Ayola. I'm doing really, really good.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show, as today is an exciting day for you, not only being on the show, but you would definitely tell us why you're really, really excited once we get involved in the discussion for today. But before we begin, Mr. Espinoza has lived economic difficulties at a young age in his house and being present to a divorce of his parents because of money issues in his hometown, Mexico. He decided to start the entrepreneurship world at a young age. Emiliano Espinoza at 19 is a marketing strategist, consultant, a YouTuber, and a founder of what he calls the next TED Talk for young entrepreneurs called Connecting Big Ideas. After feeling his mom's pain and not of being able to promote effectively her unique talents with other people, he has cultivated such a big heart to help professionals get their skills, talents, and blessings out into the world. At the same time, he understands the importance of starting, building one's dream and desire at a young age, which is full of vitality and less responsibilities, leading him to start Connecting Big Ideas, a space for young, inspired entrepreneurs ready to start taking action on what truly matters to them, with the support of mentors and the necessary environment based on the mastermind principles. Wow, I am just really, really excited. You are doing some awesome things. And I just want to, first of all, commend you, your sister, and the other group of individuals who are involved in really this movement of young entrepreneurs and even of the age of 20. That is just an awesome, awesome, it takes courage. It takes courage and it takes bravery. So I commend you for what you're doing. So really tell us who you are. Why entrepreneurship? Why this journey as opposed to the typical or the traditional 9-to-5?
Well, thank you. First of all, I just arrived to the U.S. 1 year ago, and I've been here living really comfortably compared to my hometown in Mexico. I lived comfortably in Mexico. I was just saying the different environment is my family here is much, the culture is different. So that shift just brought new ideas into my head, and I realized that a lot of people are living a life where comfortable and they would love something else. And I see my mom, for example, you were sharing. I see my mom, she has been struggling to get her talent out into the world and to share it with other people. She's a teacher, and her talents are amazing. But she hasn't been able to sell her products, sell her classes. And for me, that has had an impact. And I can realize that if any young person wants to be able to grow and become successful, the best way to start is from a young age and start with a lot of energy and just take advantage of all the opportunities there is today through the internet, through the information online. Anything is available this day.
You know, and I think that's awesome because it's something that is happening, I believe, in Generation X and Y, realizing that there's more to life than the traditional dream or the traditional mindset. And there's nothing wrong with the traditional mindset, but I think there's a hunger that cannot be truly satisfied in the traditional mindset. And when you talk about entrepreneurship, and really your entrepreneurship from what I hear is coming out of pain, seeing the suffering of your mom, how she is such a gifted woman. And it reminds me of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. You know, he talks about his dad who was well-educated. He was a professor, but he was poor. And then he talked about his rich dad who had limited education, I believe didn't even graduate high school, didn't go to college, but was able to maximize and capitalize on his gifts and talents with his intelligence and not having a college degree, which I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with a college degree. I support individuals going to college, get the, you know, get your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or whatever other graduate level professional degrees there are out there. But there is something about understanding that from Great Depression to now, there's been a shift in our society. You know, as far as you work for a company for so many years, you retire from them 20, 30 years, you get your pension, your, you know, your nice comes with a package you can live off for the rest of your life. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. our traditional American system in that respect has been shaken to the core, and that is no longer a reality. You know, you can work for a company for 5 years. They could say after 5 years, oh, you know, we're downsizing, we don't need your services anymore. You could be with a company for 20 years. And, you know, there's unfortunately, and it's not the corporation's fault either. It's just the shift of life. And so what is it about young people? What do you think is the hunger that's coming from a movement of young people wanting to really tap into their gifts and knowing who they are and really selling themselves as far as their gifts, their talents, their products and services?
Well, first, it's totally true what you said about my story is reached that point that just reminds me of myself. In this case, I would say young entrepreneurs or young people are totally able to start today with any idea they have. Any I would ask this question first of all: what does your heart really desire? Because once you are asked that question, you're able to really tap into what do you really want. Do you want to be working for so many years and don't have even security when someone is going to say, okay, you're done and you're fired? Or would you like to have your own private business where you can grow it to the extent that you want and be like have security that you are the one leading the boat? That would be the first question I would ask young people. And from there, it just starts. I mean, for me, my beginning, it's been hard. I mean, I'm not even saying that I'm out there right now. I'm still on my journey. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is to start and start taking action on something. And the advantages that we as young people have is that we're just getting into the real world. We're coming mm-hmm. out from college. We're mm-hmm. getting into the real world. I mean, there's so many things to learn, and we're going to fail so many times. I can tell you that right now. I thought I would never fail, but that was just mm-hmm. a lie for myself, mm-hmm. you know? So imagine if you're eventually going to fail, why not fail when you're young and be able to come back and succeed the next time? So that's something else, yeah.
Well, that's awesome because as you're talking, you know, and I really want to touch upon mistakes and failure. You know, it's really, you know, as I look back from even my personal experience from 2008 prior, pre and post 2008 or pre and post recession, it's really an eye-opener because, you know, they tell you if you make a mistake or if you fail, then something's wrong. But when I listen to people who are wealthy or doing great things in the community and they have the resources, unlimited resources to really impact and change the world, they fail numerous times, you know. But it's not that they looked at failure to say, you know, man, I was a shortcoming in this, it was a shortcoming in that. They said when they failed, that's when they realized, one, there was more to understand. Two, they understood who they were, you know, they had a better strength or a better stamina or endurance. And three, when they failed, they realized, you know, just like Thomas Edison, he said, I found 1,000 ways to not do it. But he was able to find that one time that it actually did, you know, he was able to make electricity and he didn't give up. And when you think of even Starbucks, you know, Mr. Howard Schultz, he failed. He was considered to fail in, you know, the average person. He failed 265 times to get a bank loan to have Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So imagine if he gave up. Or if you think of Colonel who's with KFC, he did it 66 times. He was an older guy who eventually finally got it right to be able to have KFC and the whole chain and the business. And even 7-Up, the reason why it's called 7-Up, because the creator failed 6 times before it came up to 7 up. So it's something about really giving people permission to say, it's okay you failed. It's okay if you had a plan and it didn't go well. You know, and for me, that was a shift that I had to make, because my failure was, you know, I did everything they told me to do. I went to great colleges. I got a great career. I lived the American dream, you know, bought the house, built the house, all these different things. And then when I lost all that during the recession, I felt like I was a complete failure. Like, I was like, okay, I am very embarrassed. How do I even look myself in the mirror? But as I shift my mindset and look at failure differently, it helped me to understand during that failure, I was able to understand who I am. And even the people that I look to as my mentors, who are successful business owners and really have a lot of, a lot of just insight on life. They said, if you never fail, then you really haven't lived life. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I'm really inspired what you're saying. It, all those examples are just proof of how failing is inevitable for success. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I can say right now is that all those people that became successful and became famous and just did so much for this world, they had a vision and they had a goal and a dream. And without that dream, goal, ambition, they would never been able to begin, first of all, or maybe they would have never been able to continue and finish their process. So, bringing this back into my time right now is whenever I go to school and I'm with friends or acquaintances that I just see I ask them, what do you want to do? What's your dream? What's your vision? Because I like asking that question to people. I get to know them better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I get responses like, I don't really know. I'm just here in school and I don't know what's going to be my future. What do I want? So whenever I hear that, I get goosebumps and I'm like, I would love to do something about this. Like, how can we help all of this so bright students, so bright people to really think about what they really want and start doing it, you know, because if they don't have someone that supports them on that, I mean, they're going to become professionals and they're probably going to be working somewhere in a company, but maybe they don't even like that job. Maybe they're tired of doing that. And once you're older, it becomes really hard to start your own business, whatever you're trying to or you would love to do. So that's where connecting big ideas came from, that conversation I had with someone else and listening to, I don't know what I want. I don't know what's my future.
Now, what do you say to that young person who says, I don't know? When you ask that question, they say, I don't know. How do you, what advice would you give them to help them find or tap into what their talents or gifts are?
That's a great question, actually. I would say I don't even know what I would answer in that moment, actually. I've been through situations where I don't even know what I want. But the thing I would answer is I would tell them why you should definitely, if you don't know what you want, be in that search by being part of other groups where you can talk about that. And you can have other people share with you what is that they see on you, and just connect, just connect with other people so they can you can start realizing what do you really want, what do you really like. Learning other skills, that's something else. Like trying other stuff, different things, and see what's something that you really like doing, and from there it's just a matter of self-confidence, and that self-confidence just grows little by little. But something really important is to be involved in groups that help you develop, and masterminds, any type of environment that will help you grow and become more self-confident.
That is so true what you say, because it's something about our gifts and talents are can be natural to us, and so we kind of take them for granted. But when other individuals can see, you know, wow, you're really good at this or you're really good at that, and then when you think about it, you're like, yeah, I really am, but I never really thought of it as a big deal. So it's like second, you know, like second nature. I can do this with my eyes closed. And so what is the value? You talked about mastermind principles, and you talked about this shifting from, you know, what's shifting in the minds and the lives of young adults and young entrepreneurs. Talk about the mastermind principles and process.
Well, the mastermind
and the value
principle.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. The mastermind principle is really powerful. It talks about, I don't know if you've heard this phrase before, two heads think better than one.
Mm-hmm.
From that phrase, like from there, this I can explain much better. So imagine being in a place where you are with 30 people together and you're all putting into practice and having in the conversation whatever you're trying to create, whatever you're trying to start, your dreams. And getting feedback from other people on what they hear, what they see, what's possible, what can they help you with, how can they support, maybe you get partners. So it's a place, it's an environment. The mastermind is an environment where you get support from other people. And as the phrase says, you start thinking with more heads and in a more powerful way. That's basically the mastermind principle.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so,
what do you think are some of the? Sorry, go ahead.
So no, I was just gonna say about. No, I wanna hear your question because that was the mastermind principle. I was gonna go ahead with the project connecting big ideas, but I interrupted. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Before we get there, now what do you think are some of the challenges that young people or young entrepreneurs are facing? I know you just started your journey, but talk about your beginning process because I think sometimes. You know, for people to start something new, especially something as uncomfortable and uncertain as entrepreneurship, talk about your experience. How did you start? You know, you told us because of the pain and suffering that you see your mom going through. But talk about your journey. What is it like as you started the process? What were you going through? How did you endure? And then I want you to talk about the challenges that young adults and young entrepreneurs tend to face.
Well, I think the biggest challenge I had or my – Let's begin with the process. I definitely had some help, some support from other groups like Landmark Worldwide. It's a personal development company. I started doing their programs, and that really gave me a much bigger idea of what's my power in this world and how much as an individual we can impact the world. Like, before that, I was just like, oh, I'm this guy. I think I have some talent. And, yeah, I mean, I can do things, but I didn't see myself as someone that could do more. And
mm-hmm.
after going through this, I was stunned to realize that I as an individual can impact my family, my community. I can impact my society. I can impact my world. And that's why those great leaders like Gandhi, like Martin Luther King have impacted because they knew that they were powerful to impact so many people. So that would be like how I started through personal development. And I would say like my biggest challenge has been to really get that momentum going. Like I start the project, I have a vision, I start planning, and suddenly I stop. And I stop because I get frustrated. I get, I really think I'm not going to be able to do it. I get stopped because any little barrier, I feel it really big and it becomes really overwhelming. And I just don't have an accountability system to keep me on track. And that's why I have stopped plenty of times. And that stops my momentum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's do I answer the question?
Now, talk to us about what do you think that young adults have that has value? What makes them different from other generations, and why is it that they should realize their uniqueness and their value to society and what they're doing with their gifts and talents?
Well, every person has something special. Like, everybody has a different DNA. Everybody has different qualities, and that quality can, like, this is really important, because each quality can really make a difference in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I want just whoever's listening right now to think about what would happen if you weren't here in this moment, and you couldn't share with someone else that needs you. What would happen if you, like, imagine if your words, whatever you told that other person, could really impact them and really make a difference in their life. Imagine if you weren't here to do that. Now, that's without having a skill. That's just yourself. Now, when you have a skill and you combine it with your own personality, you create something different and like really, really special. So that uniqueness of each one is the one that that really impacts like a lot of people. And if you're able to bring that and cultivate that, become an expert on how to say it, how to bring it out into the people, your talents, then that's how you become someone that, like, a leader, and that's how you grow your dreams. That's how you start building everything you want, when you're able to help others and bring your uniqueness into the world.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, tell us about what is happening today in South Florida. I meant South Florida is going to be overtaken by a group of young entrepreneurs. So tell us, what is this event? What's happening? What's going on? Because I just hear an uproar of young entrepreneurs taking over, not just South Florida. We're just the hub starting off this initiative, but, you know, just wanting to make a movement to really just shake up the business world with young entrepreneurs.
Great. So today, we're starting and we're launching the first event of Connecting Big Ideas. And this event is, we're bringing people together so they can identify and really, yeah, identify their goals, what do they want, their vision, and get help from the rest of the group to get things accomplished. So why is this important? We're going to be able to create a plan, a action plan, so everybody can start this summer. And yeah, the beauty of this is that we're going to have mentors, and we're going to have three guests that are entrepreneurs that are going to be there supporting each one and bringing that, like, really that mastermind principle into the event. So it's actually really exciting. I'm I can't believe it's happening, because three months from now it wasn't going to happen. And as I said, this is the first time, and depending on how this event goes, we'll start having more events eventually, every 2 weeks, every 1 month, to inspire more and more people, especially young people.
So the atmosphere is to encourage young adults, young entrepreneurs, to get started on their journey and find out what their passion and the purpose is, and find out how they can start and build a business. So what is it that, why would they come today? Why would they spend their Friday afternoon to come out to the event? What is it about your event that's really going to take them to this place of finding out why they should become entrepreneurs and what they can give?
Well, it's really simple. Just ask yourself, I have a lot of dreams, and I'm sure you do too. Now ask yourself, what of those dreams have you started? Like, really ask yourself, when am I going to start? So in this event, what the value is that you're going to be able to bring those dreams into reality by setting an action plan. And I know it sounds like really like, oh, I can do this by myself, but it's just not as simple as it sounds to do something by your own. Like really, when you have the support from other people, you're able to bring more, like work faster, bring more ideas into the present, and have the feedback from others on how could you create this in a better way, how can you do this faster, how can you improve. So that's why I would say, like, if you're thinking on spending your Friday, I would say, like, think on your future. Like, this could be the beginning of your future and the beginning of a powerful dream that you want to create.
And as they say, do something today that your tomorrow will thank you. So if I wanted to come today, how would I find out more information? Where can I register? Where is it located? Where is it happening? What time does it, you know, what? Give me more details about this event.
Okay, so the event is happening today from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. And it's being hosted by SunSurf. The address is Fort Lauderdale. And to find more information, I would just go into the website. It's called connectingbigideas.com. And there you will be able to find a video explaining what it is and the access, like the registration page. That's what I would do. So if you're listening and you live around, I would definitely I'm really excited to see you and be part of this together.
And it's a free event, so it's happening today, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at SunSurf in Fort Lauderdale. And it is just a great opportunity for young adults, young entrepreneurs to come out and really build and, you know, tap into their creativity, their imagination, and find out what they really can offer this world. So, Mr. Emiliano Espinoza, tell us, as a marketing strategist, how they can find out more about you. Maybe if they want to get some of your services or find out who Emiliano is, how can they get in contact with you?
Okay, good question. I have a YouTube channel that I'm just starting. I started 2 months ago, and I post videos right there. So if you want to see my videos, you just need to type on YouTube Emiliano Espinoza, and that's how you can check my work. And also, if you want to contact me, you can send me an email to emilianoespinoza2006@gmail.com. That would be the best way to contact me. And yes, that's the best way.
Can you spell out that email for us so they can make sure they have the correct email address, please?
Absolutely. It's emilianoespinoza 2006@gmail.com.
Wow, awesome. So definitely check it out tonight. I know I will be there, as I have been honored to be one of the guest speakers, and we have Max as well and Miss Annette. So there's really going to be four entrepreneurs coming and speaking to the lives of young adults, young entrepreneurs, to really help them understand that they have value to give to the world, and creativity and imagination is really where you can truly find out who you really are and what makes you unique and gifted in this world. So if you are a young entrepreneur, you're living in the South Florida area, do not spend your Friday doing something that your tomorrow will say, man, you should have done something else with your Friday night. So come out tonight, SunSurf in Fort Lauderdale, 5 to 8 p.m. It is a free event. Check out connectingbigideas.com. And if you want to learn more about Mr. Emiliano Espinoza, check him out on YouTube, as we are here to really put a movement and young adults to say, you know what, it's time for us. It's our turn to take over the world. So looking forward to it, Mr. Emiliano Espinoza. Thank you for being on the show today. If you would like more information about him, once again, please visit him on YouTube. And we are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And also for the rest of this month, on Wednesdays at noon, we are having a special episode hosted by the Florida Export Finance Corporation. So we will be posting more information on our social media platform about that opportunity. They will be on the show on Wednesdays at noon for 30 minutes during the lunch hour, talking about how we can turn Florida into the nation's capital of export. My name is Sayo Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, in the wonderful United States of America. Oh, I love this country. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this country. Thank you, Mr. Miriano. We look forward to seeing you tonight. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye.